We've talked about caregiving before.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked about how we have a lot of situations where people are forced into being the caregiver. Over half of caregivers never anticipate being a caregiver. It just one day they wake up and someone's sick, and I have a moral obligation to this person I love, and that's going to come at some expense to me, whether it's going to be my time or I got to chip in some financial resources, things like that. So we tend to think about caregiving, vertically.
Like our parents.
You got to take care of your parents. You got to take care of your kids.
Yeah.
I don't know if we spend as much time thinking about it horizontally about what if a spouse or a partner got sick, right? And sometimes what happens, unfortunately, and I think about one of the saddest things that I've ever encountered. I had a great client, and she goes, you know what? My friend just lost her husband. I'm going to send her to you. They had a very good business. Her husband took care of all the finances, and she needs someone to help her now because she was never that engaged. And the lovely lady came over to my office and we met, and she says, you know what? I didn't want to tell my friend. I don't want any of my friends to know, but I come to find out that the businesses hadn't done well in a long time and I have nothing. And can you point me to someone that can help me file for public assistance?
Oh, my goodness.
Right? So I think we need to look at this thing vertically. One, it goes back to our initial conversation about do couples communicate with each other? And it's basically communicating of what are you bringing to the table? What am I bringing to the table? Are we still on track? Those kinds of things. But even if you have that clear communication, if you have not put strategies in place to provide safety nets for you, what happens if the first spouse or the first partner has a really serious illness that drains you financially?
Mm-hmm.
And so they die and they leave the second one impoverished. So this is where it's very important to talk about things like long-term care insurance.
I was just going
to
say long-term care insurance.
That's exactly right. So long-term
life insurance.
Life insurance, exactly right. So long-term care insurance is for to provide for your care in case you are in case you're disabled or can't perform two activities of daily living and you're going to need skilled nursing. A lot of people think that that's covered under Medicare, but that's not covered under Medicare. Medicare covers hospitalization, but it doesn't take care of skilled nursing. And so that's one. And if you get to the point where, you know, financially the premium just doesn't make sense, at the very least, have some life insurance so that you replenish what was taken out of the estate for the medical care.
Yeah, even if it's, I mean, it could be whole life insurance, that's an option, or even term insurance to get you to the point where now the retirement accounts are accessible and open and able to be used without the penalties. It's about thinking about those deadlines and the tax preparations. I mean, it really needs to be a holistic look at what happens if I'm gone.
Correct.
What happens if you're gone? What happens if one of us is sick? You have to care for me. You can't work during you taking care of me. I mean, these are hard conversations to have, and
absolutely,
God willing, you don't have to have them or use them eventually, but they have to happen, these conversations.
Well, they're especially hard to have, and they're getting harder to have when you start talking about people going to unions at later ages, and so there's more independence, and so, like, I made this money myself, so mm-hmm. why should I have to talk to you about it? You know, so
like getting married in your 30s and 40s
instead
of 20s.
That's exactly right. And people are thinking about, you know, what's in the bank account at the time. They're not thinking about long term how to protect the other partner if something comes along.
Or second marriages. People.
Second marriages and blended families, right? So, you know, I thought your sister was going to help me, but
it didn't turn out that way,
right?
Right.
You know, I thought the children were going to help you, but it didn't turn out that way, right? So we have to have these conversations about what happens and how do we protect against this partner to partner. Another thing that needs to be considered is what liability do you take on from your partner?
What do you mean?
So,
like their debts and stuff?
Exactly. Right.
What debts do you take on? That's a great question. You're probably on the mortgage with them, or the mortgage obviously needs to get paid.
Right.
What about the credit card debt? Does that go over to you?
It depends.
Huh.
And this is where it varies state by state, because some states are community property states and some states are common law states. And it may, even in that state, it may vary based on what municipality or jurisdiction you live in.
Really?
Yes. And so there are some provisions in certain communities where they don't treat hospital debt the same way.
right.
as they might treat credit card debt. Mm-hmm. This is something you really need to sit down with your attorney when you're drafting your wills, powers of attorney, your trust, which we encourage you to do, and also talk about what are the financial liabilities that one can incur. Because, you know, I have a relative that said, well, that was his credit card. It wasn't mine. And in some jurisdictions, they would look at it as, yeah, that might be true, but you were at the dinner table, too.
Or your estate's at risk here or whatever it might be.
That's exactly right. You shared in the benefits of whatever was accumulated right. as a result of taking on that debt.
And do you have a will that's going to probate where the creditors are going to get it first? Or is there a trust that some of this is protected? I mean, these are important conversations
are
and
important
calculations to make.
These are important conversations and calculations to make because you may be thinking, well, I'm not leaving this person with a liability. And it may be an indirect liability that they are saddled with.
So happy Valentine's Day. What happens when you're dead is an okay conversation to have. I mean, I hate to say it like that, but that's what you're telling
well,
us.
It's like, if you die on me and leave me with this, I'll kill you. Like, how do you get out of that one?
No, I think that's important. And just a reminder, the folks at Mesro can help you with those conversations. 877-MESRO, mesro.com. You were going to say something?
Well, the other thing is, oftentimes people don't think about business liability as well. Right. So my partner runs a business. I never asked, you know, how that business is set up or formed or if there's Key Man life insurance or
right.
whatever happens.
With we just complained about the workers in the house or
the drama
in the house.
I know that business provides very well for our household. I mean, I'm out here doing my thing for our household and I know collectively we do well. But what if that person never put together any form of corporate structure.
Right.
And so
there's no presidents, there's no succession plan.
There's no succession plan, that's true, but what if they never formed an LLC or put it in a corporation? They operated as a sole proprietor. That means that the liability from the business can fall to them personally and then fall to you personally.
And your assets.
That's correct.
What you've built up, yeah.
That's correct. So you may have a very successful business owner that you're married to or you have you're in partnership with, but it's important to have a conversation about did they do the right things from an asset protection standpoint when they establish that business and continue to operate that business.
Hmm. Interesting. Okay, any other things that we need to talk about in terms of horizontally chatting through what happens if you're a caregiver or they pass?
There's a whole lot to talk about.
Okay,
and
yes.
we won't accomplish that in this session, but the most important thing is these are things that you all should talk about. You should also engage your trusted financial advisors,
yes.
your accountant, your attorney, your advisor, to go into this in great detail.
Right. Or, like, make your advisor say, hey, you guys have to talk about what happens if one of you is dead. That way it doesn't ruin Valentine's Day. But you're going to go in together and be like, he's making me do it. Greg Lunsford says I have to ask you what
there
happens.
There you go. Make me the bad guy. But you know what? I'll accept that as long as you get a great outcome and
yes.
you don't end up in a bad situation.
That's important. 877-MESRO. MESIROW.com. Greg, this was fun. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
And don't blame us if you're getting divorced. That's not our problem. We tried. We tried our best, people. Sorry.